Genesis 4, verse 6. And Jehovah said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? All these circumstances plainly prove that the present was not the first time that Cain had been confounded in this offering of his sacrifice, but that from the hour of this sacrifice he had gone in perturbation of mind, filled with sadness, and gnashing his teeth, and looking neither upon his father nor upon his mother without an evil eye, affected, just as we have already said, that Pharisaic rage affects the whole man, and changes the whole visage and gesture. For Cain considered it to be a great indignity that at a public sacrifice, and in the midst of divine worship, and before the eyes of his father and his mother, Abel, whom he had always despised, and whom even his parents themselves had accounted a child of naught, should be preferred of God to himself, and thus pronounced of God worthy the glory of the kingship and the priesthood. As soon, therefore, as he had fully shown that he was of a hostile mind towards his brother, he receives from his father Adam the admonition in our text. For my belief is that these words are spoken by Adam himself, and that Moses says they were spoken by the Lord, because Adam had now been justified and had been gifted with the Holy Spirit, and therefore those things which he now spoke by the Holy Spirit, according to the word of God, are rightly said by Moses to have been spoken by God himself. Just as at the present day those who preach the gospel are not in reality themselves the preachers and teachers, but Christ, who speaks and teaches in them and by them. And most certainly these words are spoken by Adam with peculiar gravity and intent, for he saw that his son could not patiently endure the indignity put upon him. He saw him grieve over his lost superiority, and he felt what havoc the tempter might make in the corrupt nature of his son, who had done such evil to himself and Eve, when in a state of innocency and perfection. Adam therefore was filled with deep anxiety, and addressed his son with that solemn gravity of language which Moses records in the text. And although no one of the fathers has explained that speech of Adam to his son Cain in a manner worthy its gravity and importance, because, perhaps, none of them had sufficient leisure from their ecclesiastical engagements, yet I will attempt to move this stone of difficulty out of the way, and, as I hope and think, not without some advantage to the truth.